Welcome back to another deep dive. Today, we're getting into something super practical, something lots of you ask about, getting genuinely better sleep.
That's right. And we've got a great source for this one, a really detailed review of the Lila Hybrid Mattress from Mattress Advisory.
Exactly. We're going to unpack what they found. But first, quick heads up for our deep dive listeners, definitely check out the links with today's dive.
Yeah, there might be an exclusive discount code for the Lila Hybrid waiting for you there. A nice little perk.
Consider it a bonus for, you know, digging deep with us. Okay, let's get to it. Our mission, really, is to understand this Lila Hybrid inside and out.
What's it made of? How does it actually feel? Could it be the right fit for you?
We'll cover the unique stuff, like its dual firmness, those cooling features everyone talks about, the support system, even how it works for couples.
And it really jumps out with that dual firmness. The Mattress Advisory review highlights how it tries to tackle both cooling and giving you that personalized support.
Personalized is a good word. Lila only started in 2016, right? With this goal of making mattress buying, well, less confusing.
Pretty much. High-quality products aimed at specific needs. Trying to nail that perfect mattress formula.
And they've gotten some buzz. That copper-infused foam is kind of their signature thing.
It is. And they've picked up awards, things like Best Hybrid Mattress. So, you know, that suggests they're doing something right for a lot of sleepers.
Makes sense. So the Lila Hybrid, it's all about that personalized feel, cool sleep, and, yeah, that flippable design.
Which isn't just a gimmick, apparently. The review stresses that each side has a genuinely different feel. Soft versus firm.
And being a hybrid, it's mixing memory foam for that hug and coils for bounce and support.
Precisely. The memory foam gives you the pressure relief. The individually wrapped coils offer that responsive support, trying to give you the best of both, really.
Okay, let's peek under the hood then. The review mentions a breathable cover.
Yep. Copper gel memory foam, something called Max Airflow Support Foam.
And those individually wrapped coils at the core. Sounds like a complex sandwich.
Huh. Yeah, but a carefully designed one. And that's what this deep dive is about, pulling apart the review to cover materials, design, features, performance for couples.
That's the practical stuff. Shipping, price, warranty, even some alternatives the review mentions.
Exactly. All the key info from the Mattress Advisory take.
So, for someone just joining, what are the absolute must-know takeaways about this mattress?
The number one has to be the flippable design, two firmness levels in one bed. The soft side is rated about a 4 out of 10.
Okay, so pretty plush.
And the firm side is more like a 7 out of 10, so noticeably more supportive, a real difference.
That's a big range. And the copper foam, what's the actual benefit there? Is it just marketing?
Well, the review suggests it's legit. Copper is really conductive, so the idea is it pulls heat away from your body better than standard foam.
Ah, so good for hot sleepers, potentially.
Could be a game changer for them. Plus, it's apparently got antimicrobial properties. Cleaner sleep surface.
Interesting. Okay, what about this zoned coil system? Sounds technical.
It just means the coils aren't all the same. They provide more support, usually in the middle third of the mattress.
Where you tend to be heaviest, right? To prevent sagging.
Exactly. Supports the hips and lower back better. And it also helps stop motion transfer.
Motion transfer. The age-old couple's complaint. So if your partner moves,
you feel it less. Those individual coils absorb movement pretty well, according to the review. It also mentions good edge support.
Oh, yeah, that's important. So you don't feel like you're falling off if you sleep near the edge. Maximizes the space.
Right. And Lila backs it up. 120-night trial. 10-year warranty. Show some confidence.
Definitely. That trial period is key for buying online. Gives you, what, 4 months to decide?
Plenty of time to see if it really works for you at home.
Okay, let's dig a bit more into the actual construction. The review says 13 inches high, 6 layers.
Yeah, it's a pretty substantial mattress. You've got the cover, which is breathable, has handles for flipping.
Handles are always appreciated.
Definitely. And a zipper. Then you have that copper gel memory foam layer on both sides, just different densities for the soft and firm feels.
Got it. And in between.
That Max Airflow support foam layer, and then the main support core of individually wrapped coils.
So both sides have memory foam, just tuned differently.
Correct. Memory foam and polyfoam in the comfort layers. The cover is soft fabric and removable for cleaning, which is a plus.
Always good for maintenance. The review keeps mentioning high quality materials. Why stress that?
Well, better materials usually mean better comfort that lasts, more consistent support over the years, better cooling, and just overall durability. It's an investment, right?
True. You want it to last. And the copper foam, again, cooling and antimicrobial.
Yeah, the copper helps conduct heat away, And the antimicrobial part helps keep things fresh, inhibits bacteria growth and such.
Smart. And the coil's not just for motion isolation.
No, they're crucial for the mattress's overall shape, that responsive feel you get from a hybrid, that slight bounce. They adapt as you move.
And CertiPure U.S. certified foams, remind us what that means.
It's basically a check for healthier materials.
Mm-hmm.
It means the foams are made without certain harmful chemicals like ozone depleters, heavy metals, formaldehyde, and they have low VOC emissions. It's a good sign for indoor air quality.
Good to know. Okay, comfort features. How does it actually feel? That dual firmness is obviously front and center.
Absolutely. The soft side, that 4 out of 10, the review pegs it as ideal for side sleepers.
Why specifically side sleepers?
They need more give around the shoulders and hips, you know, to avoid pressure points. The softer foam lets those areas sink in just enough.
Makes sense. Keeps the spine aligned better when you're on your side.
Exactly. Then you flip it, and the firm side, the 7 out of 10, that's generally better for
I can stomach sleepers, right? Need more support under the hips.
Precisely. Prevents that hammock effect, keeps the spine straighter.
Yeah.
So less chance of lower back pain for those folks.
The review mentions sinkage too. More hug on the soft side, more on top feel on the firm.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Soft side contours more for pressure relief. Firm side offers more uplift for support.
And the copper gel foam plays into that pressure relief as well.
It does. Memory foam inherently conforms and distributes weight well. The copper just adds the cooling benefit on top of that contouring comfort.
Okay, so comfort covered. What about the underlying support? Those coils and that max airflow foam.
Right, that's the engine room. The individually wrapped coils move independently. That means they adapt to your body shape really well.
Targeted support, basically, and keeps the spine aligned.
Yep, and again, that's key for minimizing the jiggle when someone else moves.
And the max airflow foam, it's not just for cooling. It mentions zoned SMT.
Right. SMT is surface modification technology. It basically means that support foam layer is engineered with different zones. Firmer maybe under the hips, slightly softer elsewhere.
Ah, so it provides tailored support across the mattress.
Exactly. Helps distribute weight evenly, prevents sagging in the middle over time. It's pretty smart tech.
And the coils help with stability and edge support too.
Definitely. They often have reinforced coils around the perimeter specifically for that strong edge support. So you can sit or sleep right on the edge.
The review also mentioned fast response time. What does that mean in practical terms?
It means the foam bounces back quickly when you move. Around 0.4 to 0.6 seconds, they said.
So you don't feel like you're stuck in quicksand if you change positions?
Exactly. Good for combination sleepers who toss and turn.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it easier to move around without fighting the mattress.
And bounce, that varies too.
Yeah, a bit more bounce on the firm side because the coils are closer to the surface and maybe less dampened by thick foam, average on the soft side.
And suitable for other activities.
The review suggests the bounce level is decent for intimacy. Yeah, it's a factor for some buyers.
Always good to know. Okay, cooling. Big issue for many. How does Lila stack up here?
They seem to throw a lot at it. The breathable cover, the copper gel foam we keep mentioning, and that max airflow support foam.
So multiple layers working together.
Right. Cover wicks moisture, copper pulls heat, the airflow foam has channels for ventilation. It's a multi-pronged attack on sleeping hot.
Sounds pretty effective. The review called the breathability excellent.
Yeah, and the temperature regulation too. Interestingly, they noted the soft side might cool slightly faster than the firm side.
Huh. Maybe the foam density difference?
Likely, yeah. But overall, it seems like a strong contender if you overheat at night.
Okay, so summing up for different sleepers. Soft side, good for side sleepers needing pressure relief.
Firm side, better for back and stomach sleepers needing support and alignment.
And the responsiveness makes it decent for combo sleepers who move around. What about weight limits?
Supports 250, 300 pounds per person, the review said. And the firm side was noted as being particularly good for heavier individuals, preventing excessive sinkage.
Good point. And for couples, how does it fare?
Well, the flippable firmness is a huge potential win. If partners have different preferences, maybe one likes the soft, one likes the firm.
Though you can only use one side at a time, obviously, but you could flip it seasonally or based on who needs what more.
Or just agree on one side. But yeah, the option is there. More importantly, maybe, is that motion isolation from the coils.
Right. Less disturbance if one person is restless. That's huge.
Absolutely. Plus, the good edge support means you both get more usable space. And the moderate bounce is generally fine for couples.
And it comes in Cal King if you need that extra room.
Always a good option for space. Okay, logistics. Getting it delivered and set up.
Free shipping in the contiguous U.S. Comes in a box, vacuum sealed. standard bed-in-a-box stuff.
Makes getting it inside way easier. Unboxing.
Sounds simple. Get it out, put it on the frame, unwrap carefully, let it expand. Takes 24, 48 hours for full expansion, but usable much sooner.
What about the smell? Off-gassing.
Minimal, according to the review. Maybe a slight smell initially, but it fades within about 3 days, which is pretty good for foam beds.
And the CertiPU US cert helps with peace of mind there, too.
Definitely. Now, the trial and warranty again. 120 nights to try it out.
Which is generous. And if you don't like it?
Hassle-free return process. They often arrange for it to be picked up and donated locally.
That's good. Takes the risk out of it. And the warranty.
10-year limited warranty. Covers manufacturing defects, significant sagging, foam splitting, zipper issues, that kind of thing.
Solid coverage.
Yeah.
So the price, it's positioned as luxury.
Yeah, definitely upper mid-range to luxury. Twin starts around $1,300, Cal King closer to $1,900, so an investment.
And the justification for that price is?
The dual firmness, the advanced cooling features, quality materials, that CertiPR US certification you're paying for the features, and the versatility.
Makes sense. You get two beds in one, essentially, plus the tech. What about Lila as a company? Any insights from the review?
Founded 2016, good rep for innovation, especially the flippable copper foam stuff.
Yeah.
Gotten awards, recognized by sleep sites. Seems established now.
And customer support. Easy to deal with.
Review says yes. Live chat, phone, email options, helpful FAQ section online too. Seems responsive.
Always important. Okay, social proof. What are actual customers saying?
Generally positive. From what the review indicated, people seem happy with the comfort, durability, the foamness options, the cooling.
Good signs.
Yeah.
And alternatives. If maybe Lila isn't quite right.
The review mentioned the Nola Evolution 15, another hybrid with firmness options, and the Helix Midnight, a popular medium firm hybrid.
Okay, so other fish in the sea if needed. Let's wrap it up then. Final assessment from Mattress Advisory.
They really highlight the flippable firmness as the unique selling point. Plus, the cooling and motion isolation are strong suits.
Recommended for?
Pretty much everyone, depending on which side you use. Side, back, stomach sleepers, hot sleepers, couples. It's very versatile.
Favorite aspects mentioned?
Excellent temperature control, great pressure relief, and obviously that dual firmness flexibility.
Any downsides flagged?
Main ones were the higher price point, and it's heavy, so flipping it might be a two-person job or tricky for some.
Fair points. And the FAQ section in the review covered common questions.
Yeah, things like, does it sag? Not likely with proper care. It lasts 7-8 years. Return policy. Free returns. 120-night trial. Adjustable base compatible, yes.
How often to flip? Only to change firmness, not needed for lifespan. Can you sleep on it right away?
Yeah.
Yes, but let it air out. How to clean. Spot clean vacuum.
How long can it stay in the box? Up to 2 weeks recommended. How to choose a side. Personal preference. Sleeping style. Really covered the bases.
Sounds like a very comprehensive look.
Yeah.
Seems the Lila Hybrid offers a lot, especially if that flippability and cooling appeal to you.
So that wraps up our deep dive into the Lila Hybrid mattress based on that Mattress Advisory review. We've hit the flippable design, the cooling tech, how it suits different sleepers.
Hopefully that gives you a clear picture. Helps you weigh the pros and cons if you're considering it.
Absolutely. And hey, one last time, don't forget to check out those links associated with this deep dive. Might be that exclusive discount waiting for you. A little bonus from us and Mattress Advisory.
Definitely worth a look.
So the big question left is, which side would you try first? The soft cloud or the firm support? Something to ponder. Until our next deep dive, sleep well, everyone.